Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and it's a pleasure to have you with us this evening. Tonight, we'll be in conversation with the great bassist David Friesen. David and his group will be appearing at the Greenwich in Walnut Hills on Gilbert Avenue on Friday, July 5, showtime at 8 p.m. Welcome, David.
Hey, thank you, Ron. Nice to talk with you again. It's been many years.
Yeah, it has been, brother. And you've been based out of Portland, Oregon now for a number of years, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm from the West Coast. I was raised in Seattle. And I think I moved to Portland in 1968. So I'd be considered a native now, probably.
And I know while you were in Seattle, you crossed paths with a couple guys I really dig, like Larry Coryell and Randy Brecker.
Yeah, I remember Randy and I were playing together at some clubs in the 60s, and Randy was telling me about his little brother that was going to be a great tenor player.
Yeah.
Who was practicing 10 hours a day.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, my brother's going to be a killer one of these days.
And he was referring to the late Michael Brecker.
Yeah,
what a monster player. And of course, our friend Larry has passed on as well. It seems to be the nature of things, isn't it, David?
That's life.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah, it is, brother. Hey, I was looking over your discography. And, of course, it's about as long as my arm, over 80-some recordings. I really tuned in to the stuff you did in the mid-70s, early 80s with guitarist John Stoll.
Yeah, we did a lot of work together at that time. We were playing duets all over Australia and the U.S. and Europe and had a wonderful relationship. We haven't played for a long, long time now. We both kind of parted into different kinds of music, but we're still good friends and see each other. We both live in Portland, but we're both on the road so much. So when we do see each other, it's nice.
Yeah, I bet you. You know, at WVXU in the late 80s, with the Audiosyncrasies program, we gave a lot of play to your Global Pacific recordings, Inner Voices, Other Times in particular.
Other Times, Other Places.
Yeah, that's it, brother. Thank you. And loved the sound of the Oregon bass and the photos of you by the ocean, maybe up there at Cannon Beach.
Well, things keep moving on. That was a period in my life when I was playing that kind of music. What I'm bringing to the Greenwich will be different than that.
Yeah, why don't you tell us about who you're going to have with you and maybe what you guys will be getting into.
Well, you know, I just came back from Kyiv, Ukraine. I've been traveling pretty much since February of this year, and I was in Europe with my trio, which is Joe Manis on tenor and soprano, and Charlie Doggett on drums. It's just drums, tenor, and bass. And then I went to Nigeria and came back home. I was doing a couple of duet concerts in Nigeria with a great six-string electric bass player, Bright Gain. Then I came home and then left for Kyiv, where I was playing some concerts with two Ukrainians, Vibes and drums, and myself on bass, and then with a wonderful alto player, Van Lees, and his son, Paul Lees. We did a trio concert. He's a friend of mine. And then I went to the Czech Republic, and my manager lives there. And we were shooting the seventh episode of a documentary that's out on me. There were six episodes so far.
Wow.
And if anyone is interested, they can go to David Friesen Promo Arts, and then you can see a whole bunch of videos on me, plus all six documentaries are on there. They're about 20 minutes in length each episode.
Yeah, I did see a few of them and enjoyed them immensely.
What I'm bringing, you know, I teach at the Jamie Ebersole camp each year.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'll be there again this year. And I've done a lot of playing with a great guitarist there named Craig Wagner. I'm not sure if you know that name.
Yeah, I know. Craig's out of Louisville, as I recall.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's really a great player. And then Jason Tiemann, who's living in New York now, great drummer. And then I'm flying my tenor player in from Portland, Joe Maness, who is an amazing player. And we're playing my music, all my compositions, drums, guitar, tenor, and soprano and bass.
And I tell you what, your music, your compositions are really strong. I mean that sincerely. I've been listening to your music for years. And, you know, as well as you being an exceptionally talented bass player, you know, you're a pretty darn good piano player, too.
Yeah, thank you. The new CD of mine, it's kind of a culmination of all the years I've been playing. It was a pretty important project for me. It's a double CD. CD one, I'm playing solo bass, which I started playing solo bass concerts in 1972. And there was only one other person, Barr Phillips, who was playing solos at that time. I think Barr actually started before I did. But Barr Phillips lives in France. He's a great bassist from San Francisco. So I was kind of one of the pioneers of the solo bass. And so this CD one is all my strong compositions on solo bass. And then CD two is solo piano and all of my piano compositions that I love. What happened, that was a very interesting project. I recorded the bass down in Phoenix, Arizona, while I was down there teaching in February of 2018. And then later that year, I flew back down and drove north of Phoenix to a little town called Carefree. And there's an amazing studio there with a $300,000 Ravenscroft grand piano, an amazing instrument. And they kind of gave me carte blanche, and I went in there with the engineer and spent 2 days recording my solo piano pieces. I really wanted a great piano to do this on, and, you know, so I get all the help I could get.
Yeah.
But it turned out really, really well. I was really pleased.
The name of that recording is My Faith, My Life on the Origin record label. You know, you mentioned the solo bass stuff, David. I remember coming across the record that you and Glenn Moore did together called Returning. And I had always loved Glenn Moore and the group Oregon, and of course, always loved your stuff. And boy, when you and Glenn got together, I was in hog heaven, brother.
There's another one on Origin Records with Glenn and I called Bactrian.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I see that now on my crib sheet. Oh, great. I didn't know that was with Glenn. Okay.
Yeah, that's double bass. It's a duo concert with Glenn.
All right, fantastic. So we're really looking forward to your performance at the Greenwich on Friday, July 5 at 8 p.m. And David, when you're writing, you've mentioned Something Waiting for Me compositionally. So you take a pretty wide open approach and see what happens, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, usually I have an instinct that it's time to write a song. There's something waiting for me at the piano, and I sit down and I hit a note and then start following where the music's leading me, and out of that evolves a composition. And sometimes it comes very quickly, in a matter of minutes, sometimes a matter of days, a matter of weeks, a matter of months. Yeah, it's just the music seems to just open up for me and shows me where it wants to go. there's no formula involved. I come up with melodies and the chord changes sometimes together, sometimes separately, and try to provide as many options for me harmonically as I can against the melody. And I compose to please myself. I don't compose to try to please any one person or a group of people or the jazz audience. I compose music to please myself. The reason is because you can't please everyone. I mean, you might please 500, and then there's 1,000 who don't like it. Another 2,000 that love it, and another 10,000 that hate it. You can't please everyone. So I compose to please myself, and then I offer that musically, and if people like it, great. And if they don't, well, then there's a lot of other music out there for them to listen to. It's kind of patterned after when we're on the airplane, and the flight attendant is talking about putting on your mask, and she says, or he says, put the mask on your face first, then help your children. So it's like serving my needs, so I have something to offer to other people.
That's so heartfully stated, David, and you know, that's probably why I've been digging your stuff for years, because of that vibration, brother. Thank you so much, man.
My pleasure.
All right. So legendary bassist David Friesen will be in performance at the Greenwich on Friday, July 5 at 8 p.m. with a slamming group. David Friesen, of course, bass. Joe Manis, tenor saxophone. From Louisville, Kentucky, Craig Wagner on guitar. And Craig is killer diller. And Jason Timon on the drums from New York City. David Friesen, thank you so much for talking with us tonight.
Hey, man, Ron, great talking with you again. And thanks for the support. Appreciate it.
All right, David. For more information on David Friesen, you can visit our website, wvxu.org/Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito.